95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Oh, my gosh, KLOS. Hello, you characters.
Well, hello. How are you, sir, on the phone for some reason? Hey, Kevin, I don't know if you are you aware of this, if you knew this or not, but today, my friend, today is Friday.
Sweet.
Wait,
cool.
Hold on. We can do something for you.
I'm so excited.
Oh, we've already exasperated Kevin. And we didn't even mention that we've got LA Kings tickets for you again today, plus another chance for you to get to Vegas to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And
we're going streaking!
Coming up today on 95.5 KLOS.
Life is good when there's new stuff from Rival Sons from Orange County. So happy to hear that new one from them on 95.5 KLOS. That is Rival Sons and Bird in the Hand.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. There's green beer here, and I didn't know about it.
Yeah,
did you not know about
it? It's on tap. Did you know it's in the kitchen? It was on tap. I don't know. I think Marcy drank most of it.
I went in the kitchen. I didn't see any beer.
Oh, yeah. It was a huge...
I'll be back. Stu and I are going to go check the kitchen for some beer. There was a whole keg?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Marcy.
The beer's gone. Where's the whiskey?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's a great question.
Right,
it's a good follow-up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to have some delivered.
Yeah, she was sort of underneath the tap going. Glug, 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 glug.
Of course.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, really.
Of course it was.
Uplifting stories of courage and excitement for the entire family to enjoy. That's what we have.
Yes.
Right?
In this story, yeah. Mm-hmm. Alabama gas station worker makes gruesome discovery in the parking lot.
All right, I'll bite. What did he find?
A gas station employee discovered a severed human penis in the parking lot.
Oh, no. That's not where you leave that.
They were trying to figure out where that came from.
Detachable penis.
And it turned out the deceased was a guy who was riding a motorcycle, lost control, and fell off.
Oh, no.
He was drunk.
Oh, no.
And multiple vehicles hit him.
Oh, no.
But that was... So they found his penis in a gas station.
Dude found it out.
He was on a freeway.
You know, this sounds
How did it get from the freeway?
Thank you.
To the gas station.
This sounds like a case for Poker Face, man. This sounds like she'd roll into town and be like, here's a penis laying on the ground. This seems a little odd. I'm going to go talk to people and see if they're lying.
It says the appendage located at the gas station was not related to a murder or assault. The police said one vehicle remained at the scene and officers are searching for the drivers of the other vehicles. At some point, a truck pulled up to get gas, and they have security video.
Oh no!
of the truck that was getting gas, and the guy's penis was on the truck, and it just fell off into the parking lot.
Oh man!
So that happened.
You know, the guy who sent us this story we were talking about earlier today, uh-huh. Scott.
Yeah.
He told me, he goes, you know, I sent, you know, those stories I sent. Well, I got a really dark one for you today. He was not kidding.
Nope.
Usually you leave those things in the medicine cabinet.
Sure, but it was found in the parking lot. So, good times.
This is 95.5 KLOS. This is Sluggo. Who is this?
This is Sam.
Sam, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
What other colored vinyl do you have? What other albums that are on colored vinyl do you have?
I have an Arnold Palmer Teaches Golf.
On colored vinyl?
It's on green vinyl from 1958.
Oh, 58. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this will go very nicely right next to it. It's a limited edition colored vinyl of the new Chili Peppers Unlimited Love album. And on Monday, Heidi and Frank will call your name so that you might go up to see the Chili Peppers, or we'll give them hell.
Oh, God. I would love that.
We'll take your new album and smash it over their heads.
Okay.
From the album Crazy Times, it's going to be out September 30th. Sammy Hagar with the circle there pretending to be Elvis Costello and the Attractions. That is Pump It Up. Do you know how Sammy describes himself on the tweet machine?
I do not.
The most interesting Sam in the world.
It's quite a category.
I think we know another Sam that might disagree with that.
Yes, we do. The Armenian comedian?
That's the one.
That's what I thought, yeah. There is a family. By the way, we have one American dollar coming up and weekend next door app update.
Oh, good. We need to know what the loons have been up to.
There's a family. The mother's name is Linda Louise Torelli, and she died from cancer at the age of 66 in 2017.
Okay.
Since then.
Yes.
She's been buried at a cemetery near a church, and since then, feces and urine have been found at her headstone almost every morning.
What? Like human?
Yes.
What? What? She must have been very popular.
Since 2017.
That's a lot. Yes. I mean, how'd they not put a camera up and find out who it is?
They found out by putting a camera
up. Well, there you go. That'll do it.
On the church that was right, you know, that it was.
It's not the sort of thing you usually do at a church grounds, you know?
They saw a guy get out
of a car
every morning.
Okay.
Walk over to her gravestone specifically.
And relieve himself.
Yes, and then go back to his car and take off.
Never anyone else's, none of her neighbors'.
Occasionally. It looked like the man's wife would go along with him.
What?
Yeah, they'd both get out, head over to the headstone.
That one in particular.
Take care of business, yeah. What? Go back, get in the car, and drive back.
Okay, all right.
Linda's son, Michael Murphy, 43, posted an incriminating video of the man getting in his car and out of his car. He didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
And they finally figured out who it was. It was a man who Linda's ex-husband, to whom she was briefly married but divorced in 1974.
74?
Yes.
They were married in 74.
And divorced in 74. Yes.
Whirlwind romance gone wrong that he's still hanging on to and even getting his wife involved.
How is it possible to have a new relationship and go, you know what, honey? Can you just head with me over to my ex's place because...
Do you remember Match Game 74? Well, when that was on, we broke up and I'm still upset about it.
It's
so
crazy.
So let's go pee and poop on her grave.
He still appears to have held a grudge almost 48 years after their legal separation and 5 years after her death.
Wow. I thought I held a grudge. That's insane.
That's craziness.
Have they confronted him yet?
I don't know. It doesn't say in this story, but I don't want to talk to him. I want to talk to his new wife.
Yeah. What's happening? You taking part in this?
Really? You're just going to go along for the ride?
And do you know what's going to happen to your grave when you guys are done?
What is wrong with these people?
It's really, really weird. Once upon a time here at KLOS, a gentleman called and said something very weird to Kevin and I.
Yeah.
We're not sure why he said that. I don't even remember what we were asking for, but he just out of the blue said...
Yeah.
We were expecting a much longer answer, some sort of, you know, in-depth answer, and instead he said,
cat.
Now the good thing about
cat
is that the next time you hear it, sometime between now and 5, if you're caller 13 when he says,
cat,
then you get yourself 4 tickets to see the Los Angeles Kings. They're going to be taking on the Calgary Flames this coming Monday at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets right this second at LAKings.com/tickets, or be ready for the word
cat.
And when you hear it, dive for your phone in a rough fashion. Give me a call, blah, 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 be caller 13, etc. ad nauseum. Dorothy, who sold out her show that's coming up at the Troubadour on Friday, March 31st, is this it.
Real-life T-1000. Scientists create robot that can liquefy its body and then resolidify.
This is one of the weirdest videos you've
can it be real
ever shown me. I don't know. It looks like a Lego minifig, but Ox,
it's on my Twitter right now at the Kevin Ryder. A team of scientists has created a tiny robot that can melt itself and then resolidify on command in order to pass through tight spaces. When are computers needed to get through tight spaces? This is not an issue.
When you're spying on another... So, you know, there's a balloon over Montana from China.
A Chinese spy balloon? Yeah.
So, like, let's say you drop this little melty thing and it can melt itself into, you know, wherever. Where's Trixie? We need to ask Trixie if this is real.
No kidding. Remember Terminator 2? Mm-hmm. It was the antagonist.
Liquid metal man.
It was a shape-shifting android. Yeah. And it was liquefied metal. And that's what this is.
And that, so the goal is to create some AI that's contained in a liquid metal
that
thing.
That can't be contained, my friend.
Right, right.
Because it can get out of... Well, why are we doing this?
Right. Why would you do that? Why would you...
In all caps, why?
Wow. I tend to think this is horseplay.
You think it's not real.
Yeah.
Listen, it could be, but it's a pretty impressive video.
It's a very interesting video.
It looks real.
Yeah, well, yeah, sort of.
I want it to be real, and then I want to tell scientists, stop it.
Stop it! Tell them where they can find it again.
It's at on my Twitter, at the Kevin Ryder.
Are you going to be... You know, people used to say you look like the liquid metal cop, you know, back in the day? Yeah, no, that was...
People did say that. I know.
So,
I have much better liquor.
You're not here in the studio. You're claiming to be in New York. You're actually AI, aren't you? You've been AI all along. You're so excited about this project.
I would be so much better if I were AI.
Hello, KLOS. Who is this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Kim, why telephonest thou? KLOS Radio.
Ah, my favorite.
Yeah, but why? Why are you calling? What do you want?
Oh,
what do you want?
I want to win.
Win what?
Ticket.
To what?
I think it's a Kings game, right?
A Kings game is correct. You are correct. And you caller 13.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? I've never caller 13. That's
really?
Amazing.
Well done, you. 4 tickets to the LA Kings and Calgary Flames this coming Monday night at Crypto.com Arena.
I am overly joyed. Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Hold on, Stevie Wonder. Don't go away.
From Variety, Rolling Stones recording with Paul McCartney.
Well, yeah.
And Ringo?
Yeah.
They throw in at the end.
Bananas. Poor Ringo. That's messed up.
Almost 60 years since the first meeting. It looks like the Rolling Stones and the two surviving Beatles may come together on a new Stones album.
This is like Star Wars and Star Trek meshing. It's never going to happen because...
Variety hears from multiple sources. And by the way, how would you ever keep that quiet?
Right.
How would you ever keep that
completely impossible?
A secret if Paul McCartney and the Stones are getting together.
I was delivering pizza and you wouldn't believe who was in the studio together.
Right. So apparently they are working on this album. They've been working on it forever. The last recorded original music album that the Stones had was 2005. So it's been a long time. They did some covers.
They did a couple
blues
of
songs.
Short, one little song during the lockdown, I remember, that we played here for a minute. But yeah, full on, let's do it in the studio sort of thing.
Recording sessions took place in Los Angeles in the recent weeks. And while it's unclear which tracks will make the final cut, or whether McCartney or Starr would end up on the same song, the album's production is nearing the mixing phase. Mm. So I thought, why don't we go to the Heineken 00 hotline and say hello to Paul McCartney?
Oh, it's been a long time since we talked to him.
Sir Paul.
How are you, fellas? Good to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you as well.
A lot more peppy than last time.
You are recording with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. A lot of people said it would never happen, you know, the Stones and the Beatles getting together.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've been friends for a long time, and we thought it was appropriate, you know, we get together and do some music.
I think it's really exciting. That's a really exciting idea.
It is.
Because fans of both bands will be thrilled.
Yep.
It's been great fun, you know. Plus, you know, we got Ringo a job because they need a drummer.
Right.
Find work for Ringo.
Is that maybe the underlying reason for this whole project, actually?
Yeah. He's got house payments, you know. He's got things to pay for.
Does he text you daily? Hey, can we play with the Stones?
He's like, hey, can I get a loan?
Now, Paul, are you on songs in the final mix? Do you know that?
We're all on it together.
The Stones are? Okay.
And the remaining Beatles all playing together.
Okay, on all the songs.
I think people are really going to like it, too, because we've decided, instead of like making new music, that we're going to take some of our greatest hits, both from the Stones and the Beatles, and update them.
Okay. Wow. Like which ones,
Like which ones?
We're taking songs to make them more relevant, you know. A lot of these songs, you know, we wrote when we were like our 20s.
Sure.
So, you know, now that we're a little bit older, we thought we'd update them to make them more appropriate for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing some Stones tracks that have been great. We've just been playing those. They've been fantastic.
Okay.
Which so ones? Time Isn't On My Side.
Good. That's good.
That's excellent.
Yep.
Start Me Up with a Defibrillator.
That seems like a hard word to sing, but...
No, it's not. Start Me Up with a Defibrillator.
All right. Well done.
Yeah, really getting closer to that, making the dead man come back to life, too, at this point.
We'd like to be able to do that, for sure. That's why we've got Limpin' Jack Flash. You can't always get what you want, but you can get a 30% discount with your AAP card. We've got Shattered, My Hip. And I Can't Get No Firm Erection. We're doing the Beatles tracks too, you know.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Oh, yes. Will You Still Need Me? Will You Still Feed Me When I'm 164?
Yeah, you feel like maybe 64 wasn't really far enough down the line at this point yet.
No, this seemed a long time when I first wrote it.
Yeah.
What else?
Sergeant Pepper's Give Me Acid Reflux Club Band.
That doesn't sound as good. I have to be honest.
I don't know.
Oh, it's great. Trust me. It's great.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Lucy in the Sky with Depends.
I don't want her above me, if that's the case, please. But okay.
Nice.
Going to the bathroom with a little help from my friend. That's a good one. We've got help. I've fallen and I can't get up. Drive my car with the turn signal on all the time. Why my prostate gently weeps. And I think my favorite is one of my tunes, Lady Madonna. What the hell have you done to your face?
We are looking forward to this album. It's going to be great. Thank
you, Paul.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Those fine fellas right there, Red Hot Chili Peppers, plan on doing a show April 1st up at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Tickets available as we speak through Ticketmaster.com. But when you hear the Chili Peppers, like Blair Brim just did, called in to say some very nice things. Thank you, Blair. Have a good weekend. Then you're in the drawing, and that will be done again come Monday. Next week, be listening for those Red Hot Chili Peppers songs. Pick up your Unlimited Love album. Maybe go see him in Las Vegas. Or get your tickets right this second at Ticketmaster.com. Clearly, Roger Waters is happy. I'm happy. It's Friday. Happy St. Patty's Day. I think it's time we start the All Request Fest. What will get your insane St. Patty Day weekend going? Make sure it's something that Roger Waters will scream about. 818-955.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you guys doing?
We are great.
Well, okay.
Good. Hey, can I hear, how about some Rolling Stones?
Hey, did you get the memo about the All Request Fest? Looks like Elena, who was hanging out at the beach with someone named Grace and Frankie somewhere in San Diego.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes. Yes and yes.
Okay, I want to request Avenged Sevenfold, Backcountry.
You've got a deal.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, it's our All Request Fest.
Well, can I put on a song? What's up?
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
What song?
Bark at the Moon, Ozzy Osbourne.
Tammy in West Hills said, hey, St. Patty's Day equals Flogging Molly, if my math is right. Happy to play it for you. If that doesn't get your St. Patty's Day going, then you better, I don't know, drink more. Drink, 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 drink. Hello, KLOS. It's the All Request Fest. Have you got one?
Oh, yeah. Dancing Days by Zeppelin.
Done deal. You got it.
Oh, sick, bro. Hello.
Greetings unto thee.
Hi, it's our All Request Fest.
Hi, could we hear some Nirvana Lithium?
Hey, I believe that is, I'm typing it in, possible, and when I, hold on, push this button, it should start on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. We told you the story of a guy who wanted to be more than friends with a girl, and she didn't want that. So he sued her, proving that she should be with him.
Remember this at Valentine's Day.
And finally, stop putting stuff in your butts.
Yes, stop it. Just stop doing it. All right, yep. I'm off to put something in my butt.
Enjoy. Peace out.
Oh, and one last thing, one last important thing on St. Patty's Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
The young gentlemen of U2 won themselves 500 pounds on this day in rock in 1978 and a chance to audition for CBS Ireland in a talent contest held in Dublin. Van Halen's Jump peaked at number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1984.